Phoenix Audio presents
Cuba by Stephen Kuntz, read by Richard Gilliland. Guantanamo Bay, on the southeast coast of the island of Cuba, is the prettiest spot on the planet, thought Rear Admiral Jake Grafton, USN. He was leaning on the railing on top of the carrier United States superstructure, her island, a place the sailors called Steel Beach. Here, off-duty crew members gathered to soak up some rays and do a few calisthenics. Jake Grafton was not normally a sun worshiper. At sea, he rarely visited Steel Beach, preferring to arrange his day so that he could spend at least a half hour running on the flight deck. Today, he was dressed in gym shorts, T-shirt, and tennis shoes, but he had yet to make it to the flight deck. Grafton was a trim, fit 53 years old, a trifle over 6 feet tall, with short hair turning gray, gray eyes, and a nose slightly too large for his face. On one temple was a scar, an old, faded white slash where a bullet had gouged him years ago. People who knew him regarded him as the epitome of a competent naval officer. Grafton always put his brain in gear before he opened his mouth, never lost his cool, and he never lost sight of the goals he wanted to accomplish. In short, he was one fine naval officer, and his superiors knew it, which was why he was in charge of this carrier group lying in Guantanamo Bay. The carrier and her escorts had been running exercises in the Caribbean for the last week. Today, the carrier was anchored in the mouth of the bay, with two of her larger consorts anchored nearby. To seaward, three destroyers steamed back and forth, their radars probing the skies. A set of top-secret orders had brought the carrier group here. Jake Grafton thought about those orders as he studied the two cargo ships lying...